Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers are about the long game. Responsible agriculture takes time, from tending crops and caring for livestock to growing trees and vines. Farming doesn't come easy, but farmers love the land and want to pass that legacy on to the next generation. And thanks to modern farming practices and innovative technologies, our future is greener and brighter. Farmers face each changing season asking what can be done better. When it comes to sustainability, I'd argue farmers could do a better job of telling their story and sharing their successes. Farmers don't get caught up in what's trending, but are committed to doing what's right and best for their families, their land, and their animals. That commitment has yielded tremendous results. I hear the phrase climate smart farming used a lot these days as stakeholders gather to talk about what's next for keeping agriculture sustainable. I'd wager that most of us back home just call it smart farming. Farmers do what's good for the land, resources, families, communities, and their businesses, and are eager to adopt new tools and practices that help do that even better. Farmers have learned and improved. Today, American farmers are growing more with less, thanks to smarter farming equipment and better seeds. In the last 70 years, farms have nearly tripled production while the amount of resources used, such as land, energy, and fertilizer, have remained steady. Not many industries can boast those kinds of results. In fact, when you stack farming up against other U.S. industries, agriculture is responsible for just 9% of greenhouse gas emissions. Cows get a lot of undeserved celebrity for their environmental impact, but the general public has overestimated that impact and ignored animal agriculture's important role in the ecosystem. Altogether, U.S. cows have been responsible for less than 3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the last 30 years. What's more, cows and other livestock play a key role in the green cycle. They make food out of plants that are unsuitable to those of us with just one stomach, and they graze lands that can be preserved from commercial development. Their added feed is grown on cropland that absorbs carbon and keeps it there. Not only is U.S. agriculture low in emissions, but farmers are also taking active steps to make their footprint even smaller. They're producing and using renewable energy, and even turning waste into energy through methane digesters. Thanks to homegrown fuel like ethanol and biodiesel, in 2018, the U.S. reduced greenhouse gas emissions to the equivalent of taking 17 million cars off the road. Our country and our world can't have a sustainable environment without farmland. Carbon is life for plants, and America's farms are essential to a healthy, balanced climate. Today, more than 140 million acres of U.S. farmland are being used for conservation efforts and wildlife habitats. That's equal to the states of California and New York combined. But productive farmland is key to the health of our environment, too. Farm soil is healthier thanks to techniques being used like reduced tillage and no-till that protect soil from erosion and keep nutrients in the dirt. It's an exciting time to be in farming when you look at the tools and technology available. But for U.S. agriculture to continue to lead the way in sustainability, our nation must prioritize investments in ag research and innovation. As I look back at how far we have come in the last several decades, I am proud of what we have accomplished together and excited for what's next. Let's share agriculture's great story, and let's keep innovating to give our children an even better story to share in the next 30 years. AFBF recently filed comments with the Environmental Protection Agency expressing support for adding hemp to the labeling of 10 pesticide products registered under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. AFBF noted in the comments that hemp growers remain without vital crop protection tools needed to improve crop quality and maximize yield. Further, since the legalization of hemp, producers have quickly adopted the new crop as evidenced by the over 510,000 acres throughout 34 states licensed for hemp. EPA's commitment to decide on the submitted applications before the end of 2019 will enable hemp farmers to make important planning decisions ahead of the 2020 growing season. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, will accept applications for the 2020 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge through October 14th. In its sixth year, the Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge is a national business competition for U.S. food and agriculture startups. Entrepreneurs will compete for $145,000 in startup funds. Launched in 2015 as the first national competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs, the competition continues in its sixth year to provide an opportunity for U.S. startups to showcase business innovations in food and agriculture. To apply for the 2020 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, competitors can apply online at fb.org/aginnovationchallenge. On July 26th, the Department of Labor published a proposed rule that would amend its regulations regarding certain provisions of the H-2A program. Among the many changes in the proposed rule are revisions to the methodologies used to determine the adverse effect wage rate. Rather than a single AEWR for all H-2A workers within a region, DOL has proposed AEWRs by agricultural occupation. The proposal reflects the department's concern that the current AEWR methodology for field and livestock workers combined may have an adverse effect on the wages of workers in higher paid agricultural occupations, such as farm worker supervisors and construction laborers on farms. Earlier this year, the House and Senate passed a $19.1 billion disaster aid bill that included more than $3 billion in funding for disasters that impacted farmers and ranchers. The disaster funding will provide payments to producers to offset losses from hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, typhoons, volcanic activity, snowstorms, and wildfires that occurred in 2018 and 2019. Disaster assistance will be administered through multiple programs, including the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus, which builds off the 2017 WIP program and will provide financial assistance to producers with production losses on both insured and non-insured crops. The On-Farm Storage Loss Program will provide payments to producers who suffered a loss of harvest crops and stored in on-farm structures, for example, grain bins and elevators damaged during the record flooding in the Midwest this spring. Mushrooms are fungi, not plants. Fungi are classified in a kingdom separate from plants or animals. Even though mushrooms are usually part of the vegetable group when buying from stores or ordering from restaurants, they are not a vegetable based on cellular organization and composition. Check out the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture blog post to learn more. And finally today, did you know that over the last 70 years, U.S. farms have nearly tripled in production, while the amount of resources used, including land, energy, and fertilizer, has remained rather stable? And keep in mind, that's 2% of the population doing all of that work. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.